Welcome to Torah Timecha, Nach Yomi, with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Dina Rabinovich, and today we will be studying Sefer Tehillim Perek Samech Bet. In this mizmor, there are sounds and there is silence. We begin with the sound of the musical instruments that accompanied the mizmor, the Yedutun. Sidebar, the Yedutun is either the name of one of the musical families of the Leviim, like Asaph or Heman, or it's a musical instrument. We will see both aspects as we explain the mizmor. For now, let us consider it a musical instrument played by the hands, the yad. There is a sound made by people who are wicked, who say one thing with their mouth, but another with their heart. B'fivi varechu v'kirbam yikalalu sela. Their mouths bless while their insides curse. From this phrase, the Rambam listed a halacha not to be echad bapeh v'echad baleb, saying one thing with your mouth while you mean something completely opposite in your heart. There is also the silence of the soul that knows that God provides rescue. Ach el Elokim dumiya nafshi mimenu yeshuati, for God alone my soul waits silently. There is the sound of God's voice, Achad diber Elokim shtayim zol shamati, God made one pronouncement and I heard two. Ki oz le Elokim, power belongs to God. There is also the silence of pouring our hearts to God. Shivchu lefanav levavchem. People, pour your hearts out before him. This mizmor is one of individual confidence where the worshiper expresses with certainty that his prayer will be answered. We will see two sections to the mizmor where each one begins with a two-pasuk refrain. Let's look at each phrase to better understand it. The first pasuk is the header and gives us some information about the mizmor. Lamenatzeach al yedutun mizmor le David. For the lead player, an yedutun, a David psalm. What do we learn from the header? That it was a mizmor composed by David and was given to yedutun to play, again, possibly an instrument using the hands. Or, as the Midrash says, it was a mizmor about the datot, yedutun datot, and laws decreed upon Bnei Israel by their enemies. It could then refer to the time that Bnei Amon bullied a delegation sent by David HaMelech. When David HaMelech wanted to offer condolences to the king of Amon, Hanun, on the death of his father, the previous king, Nachash. This is the opinion of the Radak, and it refers to an event in Shmuel Bet where David wanted to do a chesed toward the family of Nachash to repay a chesed, quote-unquote repay a chesed that Nachash had done for David's family. This is the opinion of the Sforno, and no good came of it. David's men were chastised, their clothing were cut, their beards were cut in half, and they went to a city until their hair would grow back. It incited a war that would last then for several prakim. It can also, according to Radak, refer to a galut. The next two psukim are the first refrain, psukim bet and gimel. First bet, ach el Elokim dumiya nafshi mimenu yeshuati. Only in God is my being quiet. From him is my rescue. Pasuk gimel, achu tsuri vishuati. He is my rock and my rescue. Miskavi lo emot rabba, my stronghold, I shall not stumble. Who should we place our trust in, our hopes in Hashem? We wait for him in the stillness of knowing that he will come, for he created the world. And this echoes what the Bnei Korach said in Mizmor Mem Vav, Hamu goyim matu mamlachot, nations raid, kingdoms crumble, Natan bekolot hamug aret, he sounds his voice and the earth dissolves, Hashem tzvakot imanu miskav lanu Elokei Yaakov Sela. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Yaakov is our refuge. To return to our mizmor. Pasuk Dalid. Anana tohotetu al ish teratzchu chulchem. How long will you attack a man, all of you who slay him? Kikir natui gader hatchuya. Like a leaning wall, like a tottering fence. Pasuk Hei. Ach miseitoya atu lahadiach yertzu chazav. Only from his high place they schemed to shake him. Befiv yivarechu uvekirbam yikalalu sela. They took pleasure in lies. With their mouths they blessed and inwardly they cursed. The Sforno continues with the idea that this mizmor refers to the attack by the Ammonim against the delegation sent by David. And the Ammonim schemed to degrade and humiliate, accusing the men of David of being spies. The next two psukim are the second repetition of the refrain, Ach Elohim dumi nafshi kimimenu tikvati. Only in God be quiet, my being, for from him is my hope. And Pasuk Zion, Achut suri vishuati misgabi lo emot. Only he is my rock and my rescue, my fortress, I shall not stumble. Pasuk Chet, El Elohim yish ichvodi tsur uzi machzib Elohim. From God is my rescue and glory, my strength's rock and my shelter in God. Bitchu vo v'chol et am, shifchu lefanav levavchem, Elohim machaseh lanu sela. Trust in him at all times, O people. Pour out your hearts before him. God is our shelter, Sela. The last phrase is recited by some following Mariv of Sunday night and Mincha of Monday afternoon. Pasuk Yud, Ach hevel b'nei Adam, kazav b'nei ish b'moznaim la'alot, hema mehevel yachad. Only breath, only vapor, humankind, the sons of man are a lie. On the scales altogether, they weigh less than a breath. Pasuk Yud Aleph, Al tiftechu be'oshek uvagazel al tehebalu. Don't trust in oppression and of theft have no illusions. Chayal ki yanuv al tashitu lev. Though it bear fruit of wealth, set your heart not upon it. Pasuk Yud Bet, Achat diber Elohim shtaim zu shamati ki oz l'Elohim. One thing God has spoken, two things have I heard, that strength is but God's. And Yud Gimel, the concluding pasuk, Lechad Oshem Chasid, ki atat tishalem le'ish kemaseihu. Yours, Master, is kindness, for you requite a man by his deeds. The phrase we will focus on in this mizmor is pasuk Yud Bet, Achad diber Elohim shtaim zu shamati. God made one pronouncement, I heard too. The common way of looking at this phrase is to understand it in conjunction with the Aserta Dibra that Hashem gave us, specifically the Dibra about Shabbat, and as we say Friday night in Lachadodi, Shamor v'zachor b'dibur echad, the commandments to both observe and remember Shabbat were given in one utterance, Hishmianu kel hamiyuchad, Hashem made us here, Hashem echad u'shmo echad, God is one and his name is one, l'shem u'litiferet v'litihila, of glory and splendor and praise. Or, to use the language of Rashi, quoting the Mechilta, the Midrash Halacha for Sefer Shmot, Shnehem b'dibur echad, these two words, Shamor and Zachor, were said in the same utterance. Mashi'ev shar le'adam lomar, in a way that would be impossible for a human to say. Let's look at the phrase in the context of the full pasuk. There are two terms to describe Hashem, Elohim and Adoshem, Aleph, Dalet, Nun, Yud. And there are two aspects to God, Oz, strength, and Chesed, loving kindness. The message, God works simultaneously in two realms with two complementary attributes, Olam Hadin, the world of judgment, Olam HaRachamim, the world of mercy. Sometimes when something happens to us, we may perceive the din aspect, the more harsh or nature or judgment aspect, and are sure, achad diber Hashem, that this is what God surely had in mind. But the Meshorer, David, through this mizmor, is exhorting us to listen for more, to realize that what might originally have been perceived as din is really rachamim, mercy. Man says one thing and may mean another. God says one thing, and we have to let the silence sink in, as it says in the refrain, Ach el Elohim dumiya nafshi mimenu yeshuati. Only in God is my being quiet, from him is my rescue. Ach le Elohim domi nafshi ki mimenu tikvati. Only in God be quiet, my being, for from him is my hope. To really hear all that Hashem might be telling us, and ultimately to emulate Aaron when his two sons, Nadav and Avihu, died after bringing an Esh Zara, a foreign fire, into the Mishkan. The Pasuk in Vayikra uses the same shorish of Dom and tells us of Aharon's reaction, Vayidom Aharon. The word Dom can be understood in two ways, that he was shocked, that he was frozen, using the meaning from a similar shorash in Megillat Echa, Yashav Badad V'yidom Kinatal Alav in Perek Gimel, let him sit alone and wait, for all has left him. And in the words of Abarbanel, when we apply it to Aaron, his heart turned lifeless as stone. He did not weep and mourn like a bereaved father, nor did he accept Moshe's consolation, for his soul had left him and he was speechless. But Dom can have another meaning, and this one we see in Tehillim Lamed Zayin. Dom laHashem vitcholal lo al titchar b'matzliach darko b'ish oseh mezimot. Resign yourself to Hashem and wait patiently for him. And don't get upset when you see that a man who looks like to be a Rasha is being matzliach, successful. In the words of Shem Olam, Rabbi Eliezer Lichtenstein, 19th century Poland, who again explaining the incident with Aaron, the verb domem connotes inner peace and calm. Accordingly, Bible scripture describes the saintly Aaron as vayidom and not merely as vayishtok, he was quiet, emphasizing that his heart and soul were at peace within. Rather than questioning the standards of God, he justifies the divine verdict. Our mizmor starts with that phrase, Achel Elokim dumiya nafshi mimenu yishuati. For God alone, my soul waits silently. This mizmor is about faith, who we should believe in, who we should trust. Unequivocally, David is telling us to trust in God. We may be shocked at first with what is happening, but we need to give it time. We need to listen to the words. We need to listen beyond the words. We need to listen to the silence and realize, Mimenu Yeshuati, from Hashem is rescue. Mimenu Tikvati, from Him is my hope. Thank you for studying together. Le'ilui Nishmat Sonia Finkelstein, Chana Sara Bat Chaim Leib.